Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I am your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted and privileged to welcome a very, very accomplished professor, academician, economist, turned entrepreneur, Dr. Pallavi Modi. Pallavi, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Dr. Modi is the founder of SVA Finance. She is a professor, an economist, a writer, and a speaker. She's an author, and all of you know that I am partial to authors. She's an author of two books titled Equity, The Next Investment Destination, which she wrote in 2006. And the other book was Shapers of Business Institutions, How Anil Nayak Changed Larsen & Toubro, Larsen & Toubro's Trajectory. So, Pallavi, from teaching to managing money, setting up SVA Finance when you're 70 years old is amazing. Tell me about your journey in brief.
Well, thank you, first of all, for I'm privileged to be on your show. Thank you for inviting me. Well, when I look back and think about my life, it just flew. One thing led to another. And in a brief, if I tell you, I started with teaching at undergraduate level and was happy to learn things on the job. That is where I learned the tricks of my trade. Simplify complex things and make it current so that people can relate to it.
Right.
I think I learned that, which is applicable even in the subsequent years. Well, for 20 years, I taught at undergraduate level. That was the period of 1991, where economic reforms of India unfolded, and the decade of 90s. There was a lot of confusion. People have, there was a divided opinion, what we are going through, the reforms, would it push it further or push it back, was a big debate which was going on. And that's where I started writing articles in the newspaper, simplifying the subject and making it palatable to the common man. They were a huge success. Well, I did not continue after that for maybe some other reasons. A friend of mine in the financial sector at that point of time felt that what you are talking makes a lot of sense. And we all need to understand economics per se. What is balance of payment? What is budget? How is monetary policy implemented and so on? Why don't you come and give us some sessions? And that's where my consulting economist career started, which once again was long enough for 20 years, where I actively participated in people related to capital market. Well, that led to, I was so intrigued with the capital market and its operation that I wanted to understand what is capital market, how it works, whether it leads to the country's economic growth, whether the people who invest are beneficiary of that or not. And that led me to my research, PhD research in capital market.
Amazing.
And that was at the age of 50.
Amazing.
So, that's where my second career led me to. The third thing that happened to me was I had an opportunity to join one of the top ranking business school of Mumbai and teaching there to the focused MBA students, subjects like business environment and international business sharpened my focus towards business. At the same time, I also led to, or rather, developed this subject of personal finance, which was a big hit.
How fascinating.
At 70, when I retired, I'm looking for a classroom outside the class.
And this is so, so important. You know, everyone wants to talk about understanding money. And, you know, you mentioned 1991 reforms. I must mention to you that I was a part of Prime Minister Narasimha Rao's delegation, which first visited Singapore in 1991 with Mr. Manmohan Singh and Mr. Chidambaram. So you're so right. It was a complete upheaval for our country. You and I are the same vintage.
True.
But now, Pallavi, moving on, you decided to start SVA Finance.
Yes.
Tell me about SVA. What does SVA stand for? And how are you helping people to answer the age-old questions?
Yeah. SVA in Indian language, Sanskrit, or Hindi, Gujarati, Marathi, means SWA.
Okay.
Now, SWA means self.
Yes.
That is your own self.
Understand.
What I mean to do with this SWA finance is putting the person at the center.
Okay.
And in the driving seat. What I feel is, when it comes to money management, you know, educated class especially supports. You may be expert in your own field, being a doctor, engineer, architect. But when the question of money management comes, you feel that you are ill-equipped to handle your money.
Correct.
And so, I mean, there is a kind of a myth that we go to doctor for our physical health and we must go to the financial consultant for our financial health. Well, I beg to differ here. And what has happened is there has been a confusion, a lot of noise, a lot of differing opinions about money management. And at the end of that, an individual who wants to live a simple, comfortable, secure life is confused.
Right.
And so this is my motivation for starting SVA Finance.
How wonderful. And you know, when I was reading about you, one of the questions that I saw was, and I'm sure people ask you, how do I know I am financially secure?
Yeah, that's a wonderful question. At all ages, we try and have a kind of a inner inadequacy feeling. When we are young, we feel whether we have enough money, whether we are saving enough for our children's education, for retirement, and so on and so forth. And that's how we put our life on hold and save. When we are old, we are worried whether our money will last us till our death.
Correct.
And so this is an age-old complex with which we live. And in order to address that, what I have done at SVA Finance is I have developed two tools, very, very simple tools, which are common sense. And those two tools give you an awareness, the awareness about your financial position at a point of time, maybe on a daily basis, maybe on a quarterly basis, and how your assets are performing as that.
Very interesting. Very interesting. But yet, you know, there is something very unique about all of us in India, which is that as one gets older, our primary focus is we have to leave a lot of our wealth behind for children.
True.
And most of us don't want to spend the money that we have earned.
True.
Because we say we have to leave it behind.
Absolutely.
What do you, as the founder of SVA Finance, have to say for people of your and my vintage, saying, you know, children have been, you know, you've looked after them, you've given them good education, given them good values.
Absolutely.
Why do you have to leave so much money and
absolutely
sacrifice yourself even today?
Absolutely. We in India believe that, you know, we need to satisfy or we have to satisfy our needs, but not our desires.
Not our greed. Yes.
That can wait. And that has been, you know, I would quote Gandhiji, Mahatma Gandhi for that. Simple living and high thinking. And a generations, you know, the post-independence generations like you and me have lived by that dictum.
Correct.
That spend what is the most urgent, what is the most necessary, the remaining things can wait.
Absolutely.
Now, in that layer, what has happened is earlier, there was a generation of our parents and our grandparents who were more stringent than us.
Correct.
And they thought of leaving money for seven generations. We have come to a level where we believe that we have to leave money for our children. Now, personally speaking, I believe, as you rightly said, that we have given them good education, good values, and thankfully, they are doing extremely
absolutely.
So there is, and I had a heart-to-heart conversation with my children, and they say, absolutely, there is no need for you to leave any money for us. I have had a personal experience when my father passed away and he left money for us. And by then in our life, we had moved on. And I felt, was it necessary? Why didn't he enjoy that?
Correct.
And same thing, I'm asking myself, do I really need to leave money? So at current level, I believe you definitely take care of yourself. You definitely take care of the responsibilities you have. You're not shunning away. But leaving money for the next generation, I don't believe it.
Absolutely. You know, I have a book that I wrote 5 years ago on retirement. And I actually said that people in India or South Asia must start to recognize that if they've earned hard money, by the time they retire, they must also start to indulge in some of their desires, which they have not done.
Correct. Absolutely.
Beautiful. So, Pallavi, now let's talk about your own five core principles, which are Swayam, Swadhyay, Swalambi, Swatantra, and Swabhiman.
Yeah.
Tell me about each of these, and if possible, give me an example.
True, definitely. These are all five, again, Sanskrit words that I've chosen.
Yeah.
With starting with Swa, meaning self. Now, the first one is Swayam. Swayam means do it yourself. We have been not at all in a confusion when it comes to spending. Which tea to buy or which oil to use or where should we be putting our children to school? We are very, very clear about our consumption standards. When it comes to investment, why are we so confused? Why can't we take those decisions ourselves? So the first principle is do it yourself.
Okay.
Take onus of investing in different asset classes yourself and do it yourself. The second one is Swadhyay. Now, Swadhyay means educate. It's education. And educate yourself for investment world. Enough resources are available online. If we can Google for the information of anything and everything in the world, why can't we Google information relating to money management?
Well said.
And so, at the tip of your fingertips, you have all the information available that you need to make sound investments. It's only a question of knowing, educating yourself that here is the information, make a use of it. So that becomes Swadhyay. The third one is Swavalambi. Most of the time, Swavalambi means become self-reliant. Most of the time, when we want to make any investment, we call up our friend, we call up our relatives, we call up the brokers, and we ask. And if they say yes, we feel confident to make that investment, not otherwise. I believe, take charge of your life, right. Become self-reliant. And the fourth one is Svatantra, that is, be independent. I'm using a word, be Atmanirbhar, that is, take charge of yourself and be Svatantra.
How wonderful.
And the last one is walk with your head held high. So there is a kind of a linkage to what my philosophy is. It's very, very simple. You be at the center. You try and take charge of your life regarding your financial life. And it is possible to do it yourself at this point of time. Enough resources are available. E-commerce is available. You can execute. You are used to booking your airline ticket and movie ticket online. Why can't you book your mutual fund online?
Correct.
So that we have to shed our fears. And that is where I come from. That's the core of my philosophy.
Fantastic. So again, just to recap for all our viewers and listeners, the five core principles are Swayam, Swadhyay, Swavalambi, Svatantra, and Swabhiman. Pallavi also spoke about asset classes. Tell me a little bit for our young viewers and listeners, what are some of the key asset classes?
All right. If I talk about the asset classes, I am dividing them into two categories. I am a teacher, so,
absolutely,
you know, physical assets and financial assets. So in physical assets, I am looking at two important asset classes. Number one being property and number two, gold. Now, property investment has been a number one asset class all over the world that people invest into, and that is having a home to live for your own self is definitely an emotional need as well as your security, and that is what is your first asset class. Over a period of your journey, when you're working, you build that and you are done for life. It has an advantage that when you build for yourself your house, when you retire, if your money is not sufficient by some chance, you can monetize that asset and generate money for yourself.
Well said.
Number two, you can reverse mortgage your property and create an income stream out of it. And that's how the property investment, living in your own house, is the first asset that you definitely build through your life. Number two is gold. Well, over the last 30, 40 years, there have been periods where the opinion has been gold is not a good asset class. Okay. The returns are not so great. But it has also remained as a hedge against the entire financial system.
Absolutely.
And so, time and again, in periods of crisis, gold comes to the forefront. And for us Indians, it is one of the most loved asset class for consumption as well as investment. And so that could be another asset class. What I would suggest is somewhere around 5 to 10% of your portfolio, you can park in gold as an asset class.
Okay.
I come to the financial assets. I'm dividing once again between the two, the debt and the equity. Now, the debt would mean there is a fixed maturity period as well as a fixed interest. That means when you are investing, you are clear in how many years you are going to get back your money and what amount of interest you are going to get. It is a comfortable, safe, secure investment channel. If I talk about India, 85% of the financial investments are parked in this asset class. The reasons are no risk, very comfortable, and very secure. Well, there is a problem with this asset class. Interest rates all over the world have been declining. When I'm talking about India, in last decade, the interest rates have gone down from 10 to 12% to about 6 to 7%, almost half. And so, as a result of it, when you are depending upon this investment for your retirement, the payout is going to be less. And so, you find yourself being cheated at the end of your life when you have invested into only this asset class, which doesn't yield the income which is sufficient for your retirement living. And so the second option is the variable income option, or to talk in colloquial language, equity.
Wonderful.
Equity investment is sort of, I believe, that it beats the inflation. The rate of, if I talk about compound annual growth rate of equity, it is higher than all other asset classes. And so one must consciously, though it is risky, there is no time period, there is no assurity of return. So you are playing blind.
Correct.
Yeah, you are jumping in an uncertain world. You are taking the risk of your money becoming zero. And so, well, the money could become zero as well as it can shoot up and give you a fantastic return. And so, there is no option in a world where there are falling rates of interest. And equity becomes the next investment destination. That's the title of my book that I wrote way back in 2006. Because I believe there is no other alternative. Because if you look at the property, rental yields are also falling to 3 to 4%. Which means that is also not paying you sufficient.
Correct.
So where do you go?
Absolutely. Well said. Well said. So I've got time for one, maybe two questions. I want to talk a little bit about, I have two questions. So I'll request a brief answer on your book on Larsen & Toubro. Tell me, you know, from writing about finance and equities, etc., what made you write a book on a company?
Honestly, it was an institute-led program. We had a Shaper series where we wrote with R. Gopalakrishnan. We co-authored these books. And the motive of Shapers of Modern India, that is, enough has been written about Tatas and Birlas, but the heroes of modern India were the companies who have worked towards making these companies from normal businesses to institutions. And that's how the entire idea came up.
Wonderful.
And so I wrote for Larsen & Toubro's Anil Nayak. It was a very, very interesting exercise that I went through because I went into the history of Larsen & Toubro, how it was established by the foreigners, Mr. Larsen and Mr. Toubro. And in that entire period, pre-independence, as well as post-independence, till almost 60s, how they managed the show. It's an interesting reading to know that historical part, which was I was unaware. Then comes on the fourth, Mr. Nayak.
Right.
Mr. Nayak transforms Larsen & Toubro from a company which was a contracting company for the jobs, for construction, for fabrication, for whatever. And he is, number one, He created financial value to the
country. Correct.
So his mission was to make Larsen & Toubro a blue chip company. And in order to do that, in order to have that status, what all he did is a fantastic story, like how you create value which is perceived by the market, and you are increasing the net profits by motivating people along the way.
Very, very interesting. But I'm sure I'm going to ask a lot of my viewers and listeners to go and check out both your books. I'm sure they're available on Amazon.
Yes, they are.
And on that note, Pallavi, thank you so much for speaking to me. Thank you for talking to me about your incredible journey, about SWA Finance, about your five core principles. Thank you also for speaking to me about asset classes. And I so agree with you, because I remember in India, and for that matter in China, the two key asset classes were always Zar and Zameen, which was gold and land.
True.
And you articulated that so brilliantly. Thank you for speaking to me, and good luck to you.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.